Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday. This will be airing toward the end of June. And our special guest is actually part two with Kathleen Fernandez-Calatrella from New Jersey. She works in clinical trials. And what she does is she has a company that actually sets up the trials for the pharma companies. And then Kathleen, again, share a little bit about your heart and where you are wanting to go, because God's kind of alerted you to something with your business that you now have in that area. What's on your heart with it as you go forward?
So thank you, Richard. So I'm right now focusing on helping the clinical trials get launched with the right sites. We identify the doctors, investigators that are going to do the studies, and we qualify them, and then we collaborate with the pharma company to get that study out there for the sites or the investigators to start recruiting patients. So since I've been walking more intimately with God and experiencing Him in a way that's been amazing through the after the Abiding Retreat, and then just looking at discerning God's will for what does He want me to do, and what does He want me to focus on, and how do I use the level of influence or wherever I sit to just further His kingdom in a way that it's helping people and being of service. So our vision then became bigger than, you know, sort of helping pharma place the clinical studies, if not looking to see how can we include or address the issue of health equity, that everybody has an equal opportunity to get good health care. And so we've changed our focus to bringing trials to patients as an access, as a point of care, access to care at the point of care. So we're looking to using enormous amount of data analytics to pinpoint exactly where are the patients, and then looking at how do we bring clinical trials to those patients that are underserved in our communities, because there's not enough healthcare, and there's not enough insurance, and there's not enough, you know, medicines to be able to cover them. So, so that's the bigger picture. And in the midst of all that, with anyone that we interact with or engage with, we want to be able to make it very clear, how do we offer it, and what can we help you as a person to be able to walk more peacefully and do this with joy and from a perspective of service. So that is becoming clearer and clearer, and that's been the result of working through the program, especially the program Discerning God, right? Discerning God's Will, because it's an everyday thing that you're asking. You're asking, okay, God, what do I do? There's a lot of decisions that have to be made. So, So from that course, there's a lot of purpose is being revealed as to what is it. But, you know, sometimes we're overwhelmed because God doesn't give you all the answers at once. And you're like, oh, my God. I'm way over my head and with this. And then you just have to wait patiently and say, okay, I surrender. I'll see where this is going. And then, you know, what I find also, Richard, that people are so vulnerable, they you know, to know Christ. I don't know if other people, like clients or vendors on the other side, are believers or not, but sometimes I just sense that they're stressed. And I said, is there anything I can pray for you for? And that opens up the door to now I'm going to, you know, say that we're a weepy company because I'm crying with people on the call. Yeah, people are emotional. And then I get a message saying, I needed to hear what you prayed. And I was like, wow. You know, we're in in an industry that is very, I think, very dry or, you know, compartmentalized, like just like I did, God in one space and this is our work and those things don't mix. But just asking people that, what can I pray for you for, has been tremendous. That all has come from saying, okay, God, I'll use wherever you place me. Maybe he's inviting me to be part of the work that he's doing as opposed to me inviting him into my work.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So,
And as you've particularly with Kathleen attended abiding retreat, learn to abide. She's got two children. One's on a YWAM mission trip this summer, graduating from Liberty, and the other one is at Scranton as a freshman. And is he going to be a sophomore next year now?
Yes. It'll be
What's
sophomore next year.
he studying, by the way?
Finance. Yes. And he is walking with the Lord, yes. Not with the same zeal as his sister, but we're getting there. I got him to I negotiated that he can take his PlayStation to his dorm if he starts or join a Bible study, and he did. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get it anyway.
That's right. That's right. When we,
So he did, and now he's liking it.
yeah. And by the way, this is, this is as we look at God's will, it's really carrying that out because, as a parent, at the moment, you still are paying for school. So God, as His will, offers us life or death, blessing or cursing. You have to choose to walk with me. And it's up to you if you're going to choose to walk with me, you get blessing. If you don't, not. And so, by you offering, your son, I'd like to bless you. And so, yeah, the PlayStation, you can have this, but in order, you have to follow me and at least to agree to a Bible study because that will bless you, even though you may not understand it. He said, okay, sure. Why not? And that's a little bit how it goes. So we want to get into a little bit of the depth of what you're learning. As you said, I'd like to learn what it means to walk with God and His will. So first of all, what did it mean to you that you recognize that God has a will? And it's not generic, it's specific, to you. What did that mean to you when you realized, oh my gosh, God has a will? And a specific to me. What did that open up for you in terms of understanding?
So I'm still learning that and grasping that because it's an everyday thing. And when I learned that, God has a will for each and every one of us, and it could be different for all of us. It just brought a sense of hope and a freedom for me to not worry so much and drive and drive, and I'm in control. And I often do go ahead of God all the time. Like, yeah, it's just like he shows me a little bit, and I'm like, oh, okay, I got this. But a lot of the times, it has, as I'm journaling, and I keep asking God, reveal your will, reveal your will. He does. What I'm realizing then, he is so real in that he wants to communicate that he'll use anyone to be able to bring that message to you. It could be a person, it could be a sign, it could be anything. You just have to start being a bit more aware to listen. You know, what is it? This whole abiding is, yes, we're sitting with the word, but it's a lot of also being still to understand, to listen. What is it, processing? What is it that God is telling you? So I just had this, I don't know, really humbling experience. I just came back from ASCO, which is American Society of Oncology in Chicago, just 2 days ago. We organized a roundtable meeting there, and for some reason the attendees were a little bit confused with the timing. Some came early, some had to leave, and I'm left with one person to finish off the roundtable. And I don't know who she was, why she was there. I asked her, and I know the logistic, the answers sounded reasonable. Doctors, we invited doctors all over Chicago to come to this roundtable. She says, "Well, I work with doctors in clinical trials, and they just told me to come to this luncheon." And I said, "Okay." She looked very humble, maybe like a, I don't know, like a grandma a little bit. I don't know. The craziness is just that her responses and the vocabulary and the words didn't match her view of like how what she looked like or what you would expect from her. So I'm just still shook and quiet and just saying that that had to be God who that morning. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional because it just happened.
That's good.
That morning I
That's
prayed.
good.
That morning I was worshiping and praying to God in my hotel room, and I asked God. It came to a point with the Holy Spirit. I asked a question: God, reveal to me why I'm here. Why am I here in this conference? And this woman, we talked about the experiences of being a patient in a clinical trial. She had all the right answers, gave me about 20 suggestions, and even said, when you make out flyers, make them really colorful because patients don't like to read, and they like, so everything was perfect about what she was saying. But then she asked me just very specific questions about my family. And then the information that she was sharing was not as a suggestion, if not, that's what you need to do. So I'm getting a little bit nerved by what we're talking about. And who are you? Who are you? And then to make a long story short, I really think that God used this woman to tell me, Kathleen, you're doing too much. And she gave me a lot of specifics about my parent, my dad, and my family. Because what the interesting part that the conversation went like this. She says, "Oh, I'm one of five children." I asked her, "Do you live here in Chicago?" "I lived all my life in Chicago," she said, "and I'm one of five children." So I would say, "Oh, I'm one of five children too." And then she would say something about, "Oh, my brother, yeah, I have a brother who's very selfish, blah, blah, blah." And then I'm like, "Oh, I have one of those too." And then the conversation was leading in the conversation. So I share that to say that when you're ready, God is ready to talk to you. When you're ready, listen, he said he'll show up. He'll show up and he'll tell you. And then now it was just a feeling like, no, God, I want to obey. I want to do what you say. And I wanted to talk to me every day like that and say, this is what you have to do every day. And that's not probably the way he operates, but it gives us a little bit just at a time. But it's been very, very humbling to just have that experience. And so I walked back to the conference and the convention center. I sat in a quiet place and I journaled the entire experience with her. And I was bawling. I was crying, crying. And the gentleman looks at me and says, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "No, I'm fine. I'm fine." And I'm writing down everything that we dialogue. And the more I wrote and recapped what was said, the more I felt that that was the Holy Spirit, that that was God there telling me things very, very directly. So I don't even know if that's possible, if that's I know Richard from your course that God can do that and it can speak to you through people. That was just such an amazing experience. And I'm still, overwhelmed with wow, how real he is. Because I just got back 2 days ago and I'm still thinking,
I love as
yes.
you share that, I don't know if you even realized how you started that whole story was really talking about that morning, your prayer of yielding and surrender to God and simply asking him to show himself, you know, asking him to speak. And so in that yielding, that is where that heart preparation comes daily. I mean, in my experience daily, sometimes it is a huge thing like this moment was for you. And sometimes it's just in the walking moment by moment, and you're going along and you're doing something and you feel a nudge and you sense him telling you to do something differently or to say this word or to offer the prayer like you've done in other things. But it all starts exactly where you started, in that time in the morning, just coming before him, yielding, surrendering, and saying, God, prepare my heart to see and hear you today. I know you speak. I know you move. This is your heart's desire. Let me be ready to receive it. And I just love how you started right there.
Yeah.
And he just shows up.
Yeah. And as you were in that encounter, when did you begin to think, maybe God is trying to say something to me? Was that during your conversation? Was that after you had the conversation with her? When did you think, maybe God is saying something to me?
It was during the conversation because there were specific words that she was saying. We're in an oncology conference, so I told her my older brother is battling with liver cancer, and he goes into remission, and then it comes back. And then I just said to her, the disease, there's much that he has to sort of let go of in order for him to be okay and to come to Christ, that for him to be healed physically. So then she said, oh, he's very angry. And then I said, oh, yeah. She says, nobody recognizes him. And she started talking specific things about him that were right on point. So then that's when in my mind, I was just like, I was getting goosebumps. And I was just like, okay. So I sat up a little bit and I was just like, I didn't ask her who she was or anything. She was very unassuming. She wasn't even reactive to my, you know, uncomfortableness or anything. She just was eating. We were having a five-course meal because it was intended, you know, to have everyone around the table talking and just eating. And she was just eating and just telling me really direct things. And she said, you need to have spend some time with him. Maybe, you know, to have a day where you played a board game or do something that brings him joy. And then I said, oh, but we have family reunions and he never comes. And then she says, no. She says, you need to do that. You need to take baby steps with him. And then she used the word, no heavy conversations about anything or no triggers. And that's the problem with my brother every time, is that when we start talking, there's something triggers him, and then that's it. It breaks the whole communion with him. And she said, and no triggers. So it was very specific instructions on each of the certain things that are happening in our family. So then I got a little emotional towards the end, and she looked at me, she goes, I guess it was good that I came to this luncheon.
Oh, wow. And then,
I didn't even have the I don't know, the awareness to say, who are you? Because I thought I knew. I thought, I said, this has to be something that's not her. It wasn't her.
Right. That's right. Yep. And that's how it works, is that when you're seeking God's will, as you said, he has a will, and I have to get you my will, and I'll use people to do that. And as somebody is speaking, you start to realize, is this you guys? And he says, yeah, this is me. I'm trying to say something to you. And see, you just, as you're receiving God's will, that's how it goes, is that, okay, that's you. Yep, it's me. Okay. So then you went and you journaled it.
I did.
Because it was, you need to record this, because I have a lot more to say about this, and I want you to journal what you just heard. Actually, and this is cool, and I'm already in this place of the Spirit is just lifting up my spirit, is that he says, you weren't talking to her. You were talking to me. And when he starts to recognize that, I use somebody, but yet that's me. And you went and journaled it. So you did. And you spent the time to write it all out. And it touched your heart. So now that you've done that, you recognize it was God. That's how it works. I said something. You don't know fully well what that means. How are you then processing that next to receive more of now he took that conversation, you documented it. Now he's going to speak a lot about that. How are you processing that?
So that's a really good question. Because I can just jump right into my busyness and feel like that was a beautiful experience, and then still you know, do what Kathleen does. And you know, I think the way I'm going about it, it's just you need to be still. You need to process. I need to spend a little time alone I started the Discerning God's Will course again to repeat it, just to follow it through one more time and just to grasp what some of the examples that you had mentioned in that course, just to see what what do you do with it? How do you continue to just keep opening the space and awareness for God to continue to speak to you like that. I shared it with my sister, because her and I are very close, and she became a Christian just less than a year ago. Even after all these years, she would hear me talk about it. And then finally, I have someone else in the family that's championed Christ for all the salvation for all of us. And it's just beautiful. So I shared it with her, and she was just blown away as well. She says, "Kath, thank you. That increased my faith so much to know that God is real."
Yep.
And she says, "I know God is talking to me, and I keep telling him to wait, wait, and wait. And I don't want to move on the things that he's telling me," she says. So the woman had said that empathy is really something that's very important. And then she also said, and she didn't say it just like that, like there was nothing instructional except through stories. She would say a story and then say, "Oh, you know, I learned empathy through my mom, you know, blah, blah, blah. We owned a bakery." And she would say, and then she would end it with saying, "Empathy is really important." I tell you guys, it was just like blown away. I walked out of there like I was in cloud nine. I was just like, wow. To answer your question, I'm trying to figure that out and not let myself get very busy and do, in my devotional in the morning or my time with, just to, continue to process what that means. How do I go about it? Okay, God, you said, she even said to me to have record my dad. She said a father just passed. I'll just share this one example. She said her father just passed 2 years ago, and it was just so beautiful that he came to live with her during that time. And she realized that he still at his end of his life still felt very incomplete, that he didn't get to do all the things that he wanted to. But then she said, "But I showed him how he lived a worthy life." So then she said, "You should do that for your dad." She says, "You should record him. You should record him and ask him why he came to this country." And she said it was like that. It was like she would tell a story and then she would end it with a very specific thing to do. And then I said to her, Oh my God, my dad is the same way. He's 86 and he still thinks he's going to launch a business, a successful business. And he wants to do more. And he's in perfect health. Feels like he wants it. She says, no, you have to remind him that he's lived a worthy life. And wow. Wow.
So as you are at this point now, that first of all, you recognize it was God, you documented it, you journaled it. Now what you do is that you still keep that and keep, and what we recommend is you journal, keep that journal going just about that on separately from your abiding, just okay, we got something going. And keep asking God, what else do you want to show me? What else do you want me to understand it? Are you asking me to record my dad? Are you asking me to do this? This thing about empathy. I can tell you how I feel about that, and I'm good at it, I'm not good at it. Help me with that. And he'll keep talking to you and taking you step by step by step, so that even, for example, he said, yeah, I want you to record your dad. Okay. I'll do that. I'll set it up. And you're obedient to that. But when you go do that, he says, it's not about recording your dad. It's about what I'm going to do while you're recording your dad. So let me talk to you about that. And then you'll do that. And now what? And you'll play it all the way through. And we'd be more than happy, by the way, Kathleen, to help you with that. That even if you go another week or two and process it further, we can get back on the phone and say, okay, my question is really simple, and Kathleen's question is really simple. What did God say to you? And if you keep that fresh, you'll enjoy the walk because there's instruction, but he never wants to be a burden to you. Like, I better go do it. I better go do it. I better go do it. No, he said, I'm just telling you, we're going that way. I'll set it up. I'll do it right. And it has meaning to it. So his will starts getting played out. And the fun of it is that he did it by just bringing somebody to initiate it, and you received it. That's the cool thing. You received it. Like, wait a minute. Is this you? God says, yeah, that's me. Okay, well, this ought to be interesting, and now, play it out and really enjoy the beauty of that when God says, I have something that I'm up to. You recognized it. And all I'm asking you to do is stay with me. That's it. So that'll be fun. And we'd be happy to help you understand that as you go down. So feel free for sure to call us, talk to us, email us, and say, okay, I'd like to share this a little bit. And we can help process it. And then it'll be so much fun to have you back to see how are you experiencing all of God's will about your company, about something like this, all the questions you got. And the neat thing is that you have a heart to hear it. You are hearing it, and God will fulfill it, and you can be assured of that. And by the way, we can see that
Beautiful.
what he's doing is he touched your heart about that, and that's lovely to be part of. So, Kathleen, thank you so much for sharing your life with us. We're going to have you back and pick it up again. We'd love to have your daughter on with Kate, and this would be fun to see what God is up to together. And all that it's going to mean for you, how to give it away, because I know you're interested in retreats and how you could facilitate that, and we're going to work with you on that as well. So, Heavenly Father, we just pray blessing over it. I'm just in awe of that experience at the roundtable there in Chicago, that you arranged it, so it's just one person, and that person had something to say, and that was you saying it. How exciting is that? We're in awe of that. We're excited to where it's going to go. Kathleen's excited to where it's going to go. We see that it touched your heart. I just pray that you continue to speak clearly to her and she gets even more understanding of the beauty of walking with you and fulfilling what joining your will in her life, which is going to be nothing but grand. And we thank you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Kathleen. And I just want to tag in here how funny God is sometimes. Kathleen actually emailed us saying that she was available May 23rd, and somehow we got lost in the scheduling and we're not able to put her on until now, 2 days after she had this experience. And so how sweet it is that God orchestrated the calendar in a way that we were able to share the story with everyone. I think it's such an encouragement, such a great example of seeking and hearing from God and just walking with him.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that.
And how, yes.
And,
Thank you. Yes. No, thank you for inviting me and having me on your podcast. The work that you're doing, again, it's just the resources that you make available, just an amazing way to just tell people and bring people to experience God in a mighty way. Yeah. So
amen.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Yes. Thank you.
Well, if anyone has questions about today's podcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then. And we'll look forward to catching up, Kathleen. Thanks.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.